ready?
As you might well imagine, I get invites to do a lot of cool things here and there and everywhere. A lot of times there's something as simple as, hey, would you like to come and be a judge for our chicken wing contest? My favorite of which every year is in March in Hilton Head. The Hilton Head Wing Fest is probably the biggest chicken wing festival in the region. 16 to 18 entries, probably 30 vendors. There's a lot of wings there. If you're a big wing fan and you don't know about it, look it up, Wing Fest over in Hilton Head Island. Sometimes it's a chili cook-off at a hospital I've done. You know, you sit out in the parking lot and all the doctors and nurses got together and entered their chili, and you're sitting there visiting with some friends you hadn't seen in a year or three. It's always a good time when it's when they always ask, what's the date? And if I'm available 9 times out of 10, yeah, man, I'll do that. That'll be fun. Sometimes the invites are for something quite huge. I've been invited as far away as Greece for a week-long press trip. That was a real treat. But most of them are somewhere in between, including the invite I got back in July of this year, 2025, to visit Hague Point. My second or third time, no, probably my third or fourth time out visiting Hague Point on Dufusky Island. For those of you who are not familiar with Dufusky Island, it is an island essentially in between Hilton Head and Savannah. It's, I think, almost literally. It's kind of a getaway in the summers for boaters from Savannah to go over there. It's a world away. There is development. The development, I think it's fair to say, is limited. And so people from Savannah love to come over on their boats. People from Hilton Head like to go over on their boats because it's isolated. You can only get there by boat. And so it's very rustic. You know, there's bars and restaurants. It is dripping with history from the Gullah culture. There's tours of Gullah, South Carolina. Shout out to Sally Ann Robinson and everything that she does. If that's of interest to you, look her up. But there is development. Famously, John Mellencamp still has a home there. It's been featured in Architectural Digest and all that good stuff. Yeah, he still pops around sometimes. People see him. But there is some things to do over there. There's a distillery, and like I said, there's a few restaurants. I got word this summer that there's a hot new barbecue place that's open over there called Up and Smoke, which I remember that because of the old Cheech and Chong movie. But up on the north end of the island, I think it's the north end, northeast end, kind of almost the closest point to Hilton Head across the bay, the sound, if you will, is a private gated community called Hague Point. And Hague Point is a private gated community and everything that you imagine that being, you know, big, beautiful, manicured grounds, big, beautiful homes, some on the water, some not, big, beautiful golf courses, clubhouses with dining. There's a fitness center right up at the front where the ferry drops you off because you can only reach it by ferry from Hilton Head Island. Is the mansion, and then right when you come onto the island on the left are the ruins, because this part of the world goes back into the 1800s, and so there's ruins there of what used to be the homes and structures that were built there. They've preserved those fairly well. But the mansion that greets you when you come off the ferry was, if I'm not mistaken, was built down in St. Simon's Island and then transported here to Dufusky. And so it's there, and it's beautiful, and there's two or three, I think, rooms where you can stay upstairs in that mansion right at the top of the property. But a lot of the homes on the property are available for rent. I had a friend tell me, oh, yeah, I used to VRBO over there all the time. We used to stay over there every once in a while off-season, and it's always a good time, and I don't disagree with that one iota. It is a good time. But I got the invite to go over to Hague Point because they have not only a new executive chef who had come over from Savannah, Justin Smith, but they also have, for the first time ever, a pastry chef. And I found that a little bit intriguing. Hey, you got to come over and chat with our pastry chef. Pastry chef, that's different. Yeah, they brought one on board for the first time or whatever. So the whole thing, as it was pitched to me, sounded interesting, and I love me a weekend over in Dufusky. It's always a good time to zip around on the golf cart and visit with people you haven't seen since the last time you were there or meet new people. And so I went over there, and I got to start by giving you 45 words on where they put me up to stay. It's their old historic lighthouse. The lighthouse, I think it goes back to 1873, was when it was done being built. It's been made into a two-bedroom cottage with an operating lighthouse on the top. And I've gotten all serious about it because it's a beautiful, beautiful little home on the water, on the sound, facing Hilton Head Island across the Calabogie Sound. But it has an operating lighthouse. They got permission, I believe, back in the 80s to refurbish and relight the lighthouse. And it was granted from the Coast Guard to make it an operating lighthouse. And so you go out to dinner in your golf cart and you come back and you pull up to the lighthouse and there's a light going around on the top, which is being used by ships, which, you know, if you are as big into history and the whole maritime thing in this area as I am, I was like a five-year-old just fascinated by the fact that there's this operating lighthouse. But that was where I got to stay, which was really cool. It's a two-bedroom house with a full dining room and a full kitchen and a living room and clawfoot tubs and everything you would imagine it to be. It's spectacular, as are all of the accommodations when I've been over there. I've stayed in the mansion, like I said. I've stayed in a couple of the larger homes. There was one time I was spent 2 days in a big old, like, five-bedroom house, like Home Alone. I was walking around like, hello, hello, hello. That was pretty wild. But I was there to chat with a culinary crew. And their pastry chef, number one, which was intriguing. Her name turns out is Savannah. Savannah was brought down for the first time to create a bakery pastry program. She came down from Pinehurst, North Carolina. Yes, that Pinehurst, if you are familiar. And they told her, you know what? We haven't had a pastry program here. We want to start one. Have at it. Build this however you would do your own private business. And so that was appealing to Savannah. And she's gotten going. And they said, we just want you to put out fresh baked treats for our residents. Hopefully they'll like them. We know that they will. Some coffees. And then, you know, when we do events and banquets and all that stuff, we will have a pastry arm, if you will, which Savannah told me she was looking forward to because her favorite thing to make are wedding cakes. And she said, yeah, when they have weddings out here now, they have to transport these big old wedding cakes on the ferry, which presents all kinds of challenges. Can you imagine some $1,000 to $2,000 on the low end, I bet, wedding cake, having to transport it onto a ferry to then take a half-hour ride from Hilton Head out to Dufusky and then carefully get it off the boat onto whatever transportation and drive it in a golf cart? That's scary. So Savannah says, you know, probably into 26, she's looking forward to making wedding cakes. So it's fascinating. She had me try her orange creamsicle cheesecake, which was wonderful, and a banana pudding cheesecake, which was equally as wonderful. There were cookies. There was all kinds of, she had dark chocolate, I think a flourless torte with raspberries, all of the things. Wonderful, wonderful. Really enjoyed it. Later that day, I got to chat with executive chef Justin Smith, who had been over there for a year and a half at that point. He came over from Savannah. And he was telling me about, you know, how the vision for Hague Point and their culinary expertise had been to enhance what they already had. We want to make it a little more, I don't know, I don't want to improperly label it. It was good. I'd eaten there a number of times. It was good, but they wanted it to push the envelope a little bit. And Jeff told me the first thing he did when he got there was realize how much frozen seafood they were using, and he got rid of it all. And he said, there's no reason why we can't be doing fresh. We're sitting here on an island here off the coast of South Carolina. We're going to be doing fresh seafood whenever we can. And so they're doing that. And he said it's paid off with a lot of the residents. They are really loving the food offerings now there at Hague Point. Interesting conversation with Chef. It was, he told me the most popular dish is a crab-crusted grouper. Yeah, that's what it was. Crab-crusted grouper with collards that one of his staff from Dufusky Island makes. and a cauliflower puree with a paprika oil. It was delicious. There's a, I'm posting a picture of this on eatinglikeit.com with this podcast. So you can see the crab crusted grouper. It was beautiful. And yes, it was delicious. I had it for lunch that day. But it's kind of interesting to see, having been there a number of times to Defusky and Hague Point, it's interesting to see that a place that's so popular with people who know, it's one of those, if you know, you know, and most people in this area know, how they are trying to enhance everything about the property. I got that vibe from talking to both pastry chef Savannah and executive chef Justin, that they're trying to up the game, if you will, at Hague Point. And I found that, I understood, because I've spoken to lots of chefs at gated communities in the area, mostly in Hilton Head, some in Bluffton, who, yeah, we have our residents and everybody loves it, but how can we make it better? That's always going on with chefs who are sometimes challenged by management. Hey, let's enhance our offerings here and just raise the bar with our food, is I think the clearest way to put it, because food draws. I don't need to tell you that. If the food is outstanding, you know, you're going to get people's attention and, you know, make a few more bucks at the end of the day. But the task went out to Justin and then to Savannah and to everybody else involved in food and beverage there at Hague Point. Let's enhance the food scene. Let's enhance what we're doing here all the way around with food. And so as they've done that, they decided to put together a weekend where everybody, not just residents, can come over and enjoy it. The weekend is coming up on October 23rd, I believe, to the 26th of 2025. It's October 23 to 26, 2025. And they're trying to make this a, well, they're making this, can't say trying, they are. They've made this a three-day weekend, a Friday afternoon, evening, Saturday, and then a Sunday brunch and Bon Voyage weekend, so that not only residents can enjoy what Hague Point has to offer, but anybody who is interested in just spending a beautiful weekend out there in this beautiful little corner of the world can come out and see for yourself, you know, how beautiful this is without, you know, having to worry about, you know, I can't get in there, or I don't know anybody there, or whatever. This is very much open to the public. And I think it's going to be beautiful. They're promising, bourbon and bonfire on Friday evening down on the beach. There's a Sunday brunch. There's a number of things going on. There's golf cart rental, I believe, available in addition to your ticket. There's the opportunity to rent a little villa and stay there for the weekend. They've got a ton of stuff going on that weekend that gives anybody the opportunity to come out and enjoy. And I will say for the record that mine and my wife's favorite thing to do when we go over to Hague Point is, yeah, we do the Hague Point thing and we enjoy and we have a lovely dinner with beautiful views of the Sound and Harbor Town and the lighthouse across the way over at Hilton Head Island, all that stuff. It's beautiful. But we love getting in the golf cart and going zipping around outside the grounds of Hague Point to some of the little, you know, off-the-beaten-path places. There aren't too many off-the-beaten-path. Everything in Defusky is off-the-beaten-path once you get outside of Hague Point. But there's a lot of exploring to do around Defusky, and that's part of the thing we enjoy the most. Outside of the luxury and comforts of the gated community, you can go out and just be, you know, rustic and talk to some locals about everything that goes on in Defusky and how different life is over there and how they really wish they didn't have to leave the island to go to a doctor or whatever it is. It's a really, really, really special place. And so they've created this this weekend at Hague Point to invite anybody, the general public, to purchase a ticket, obviously, and come out and enjoy it. If you're interested in checking out what they're offering, it's the website is Bateau, Bateau, Hague Point, Bateau, Hague Point.org. You'll see the schedule there. You'll see that they have offers, obviously, for places to stay. But you don't have to stay on Dafuski. You can ferry back and forth from Hilton Head and stay wherever you like. If you're a Hilton Head resident, you can go and sleep in your own bed at night and then come back and enjoy the next day of festivities. It's about a 28 to 32 minute ferry ride, beautiful ferry ride across the Calabogie Sound there. It makes for a beautiful, beautiful weekend if you've got nothing going on. I've got a friend who texts me, hey, you know, I saw you post that to Instagram. I'm thinking about doing that for my husband's birthday weekend. I said, you know, that would be perfect for that. So that's the kind of thing that the kind of vibe I think that you would enjoy. The photos of – they've never done this before. So the photos that they have of what they're trying to build here look beautiful. So I wish I could attend. I'm going to be in Seattle that weekend for my wife's birthday. Planned that long before I even knew this was happening. But it's going to be beautiful for those who do attend, and hopefully you will. Bateau, B-A-T-E-A-U, hakepoint.org. And find time, I'm most certainly ready, will be had by all. So check them out if you've got nothing going on right before Halloween. We'll see you next time, Need and Like a Podcast.